Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, welcome on into the Midday Show here on a Falcons victory Tuesday. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael, Monday Night Football. How you doing today, man?
I'm all good over here, man. What's happening up in this thing, brother? On a victory Tuesday, as you said, as the Atlanta Falcons played or held on to their ass.
They played a Falcon game yesterday.
They damn sure did. But the most important thing is the dub, and they did get that, a good win against a very good football team. And it has ups and downs. It's all hell. Here come the Falcons doing what Falcons do, and then the ability to get the ball back. And in those instances early in the season, they would have went three and out, punted the ball, another team would have went down the score. But this time, they were able to get the first down, get in the field goal range. And I mean, what a kick! What a damn kick by that young man! I know I saw some people. Well, where would the season have been if this guy was a kicker earlier on? I don't know, but I know that he made a big time kick. And then for you to get lucky, because I'm telling you, that damn Puka, the way, I mean, some of the stuff that he has done this year as far as catching the football, the one he had in Carolina, and then this one right here, that even though it was a drop, I mean, just an unbelievable play by him. And, you know, for the Falcons defense, I mean, to get three turnovers off of that, sacks, stop the run. I mean, they did so many good things yesterday defensively. And offensively, it was all about seven. Kirk didn't do nothing. Kyle had a nice contested catch, which he's been doing a lot lately. Drake still doesn't look whole. Mooney had a couple catches. I thought, you know, 8-7 did some good things on third down. But overall, it was all about Bijan.
Yeah, it definitely was. And credit to a number of different people. It would have been, Randy, we were so close to the most Falcons thing ever.
Yeah.
Because Puka Nacua catches that ball. It was correctly ruled incomplete. A.J. Terrell eventually knocked it away. It almost looked like to me a one-handed away from the body grab. Going to the ground, have to survive that. And A.J. Terrell got a couple more fingers on it and knocked it away. But in the moment, Randy, he catches this ball right at that field goal target
right
line.
Right there.
And I'm like, it couldn't have been 4 yards away from the field goal target line. Maybe you feel like this guy can't make it.
He caught the ball
right off that field goal target line.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there like, man, if they rule this a catch, they're going to kick a field goal, go to overtime.
And win the game. Yeah.
There's just no way in overtime you pull this off. But ultimately, they did find a way, and you're right. Bijan Robinson last night won a lot of people their fantasy championships.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot of people.
I do believe that. That's hard not to believe that this guy, this young man, you know, if you had him, I mean, I don't know, Bo, you know this better than I do. Is this the highest score of the year or one of the – because, I mean, they didn't – it was – you knew who was getting the ball on every play. You knew that they were going to put it in Seven's hands, whether you throw it to him, whether you hand it to him, whether you pitch it to him. Because this guy was in the zone. I mean, the touchdown run, the 90-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
I mean, the way, like, because Muhammad Wilkerson just whiffed, just missed his guy completely, and the guy is sitting the hole.
Pros don't miss that
badly. B just made him miss and then just took it to the damn house. I know earlier he had a long run, and that was the one, because previous game he had a long run and got tackled. He got caught from behind. But this time, the last couple of times when he's had an opportunity, because that was the one big thing about coming into this year, was him breaking off those big runs. Because his biggest play was the pass, this catch in New Orleans, I think it was. And then coming into this year, you were looking for him because he had everything. But we were waiting for that big home run, and he's had two of them this year. So, yeah, I mean, he was just outstanding last night. Yeah,
third highest running back score of the season behind Derrick Henry.
Last week,
okay. And Jahmyr Gibbs in, like, week 8.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bo. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you played against him, sorry for you. If you had him, great job.
Wait, Derrick Henry last week or this past week?
No, this past week.
Right? When he went for 204 touchdowns. Yeah, yeah.
Bo, you and Andy had – don't y'all have Bijan?
No, we did last season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This year we did have Jackson Smith and Jigba, but we also had Lamar Jackson at quarterback, and that went way south for us.
That didn't go too well.
My sister had Bijan and won her fantasy championship, her first year ever playing fantasy, with a team that I declared at the start of the year the worst fantasy team ever assembled.
And she just went out there and I
didn't look at the rest of the league.
Right.
No one knew what they were doing. Bo, you would hate yourself trying to pour through the draft order and what went down there. But congrats to her on winning a fantasy championship. Beginner's luck, and it'll fall apart horrifically next year.
What a hater you are.
What
a damn hater you are.
By the way, she posted that she had won her championship on Facebook, and I looked at it. She's been spelling Bijan wrong. All year long.
Look at you. You just can't let your sister have
Rain, game. Rain, come on.
It ain't that big a deal. It's that big a deal. Are you in the league?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you can't.
Be happy for your sister, man.
I am. Stop being a hater, man. It's very nice
for her. Stop being a hater.
But it's also pretty funny for her to come back with butt.
Leave that woman alone.
It's pretty funny for her to pound her chest about being number one, misspelling the guy's name all year long.
I like how she pounded her chest and kicked everybody's ass in her first time.
She threw a U in there.
Yeah.
Bijaun.
You're a hater, man. That sounds like some salt to me because maybe you didn't win yours.
I luckily got out of all fantasy this year. I'm very happy about it. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta Golf Open. Everyone visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Look, we're going to talk a lot of Falcons today. Obviously, we're going to let you have your say as well at the 40s, 1140, 1240, and during the AMA at 140. We're going to do a little bit of college football here and there as well. I got some more questions, though, about the Falcons. And Randy, you know me enough. I watch these games pretty emotionally. I'm also working on the rundown as we go through a game. And there were three, like, very obvious stages of, should I delete this comment off the rundown and change it up? And I kind of just went with, like, what my thoughts were at three different times of the game. And equally frustrating, with the exception of the final thought, in which that was as they were winning the game. But my early thought, as you go up 21-0 into halftime, you just have a huge touchdown from Bijan Robinson. Jesse Bates makes a play and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Where was it? Where was this performance for weeks 7 through 14 when you went 1-7? And what do you attribute it to?
You're just going to drive yourself crazy asking questions like that. I know.
It's not about now anymore. It's about deciphering how you set yourself up to win next season and the season after that and the season after that. And so what happened there that either needs to be changed or adjusted or whatever before next season?
You got
to
play better, period. Play better. Play better in special teams. They got a kick block because of a lazy-ass protection from a player on there.
Boy, did you see that?
Right, that wasn't coaching. That was him being lazy as hell and not doing your damn job. That's what that was. But fine, you want to blame the coach? Fine, I blame him, whatever. I'm not absolving him of anything because he's had his issues. But you got a guy with your protection. You step down, you protect the inside freaking gap on freaking field goals. That is the ultimate job. That's your only job. Step down and anchor. And you got your ass blown up, dude. Block. What a hell of a play by Verse with the lucky bounce, and he just comes straight to him. But that's what I'm saying. Players got to play better. Players need to take more accountability to playing better going in this year, next year, and down the future. In the future,
I think it was Wilkinson, and he essentially stood up like they weren't going to rush.
Yes,
he essentially just stood up like, well, that's like, the play. We're going to take the kick.
What the hell's going on? Like, that's your job. Your job on the field goal block as a lineman, you step down and you protect, and you get big, and you pray that the ball gets off. Not some lazy ass crap that he did on that play.
The other question I had about where was this in weeks 7 through 14 when you went 1-7 and sent effectively ended your season in terms of the playoff chase. How much did that potentially play a role? And what I mean by that is, does playing without the pressure of expectation and a playoff hanging over your head, playing just for each other or for the coach, Does that change anything? Does that allow you to play better somehow?
It should.
I know it shouldn't, does it?
No, I don't think it does. I think you're just playing better. I don't think it's because you don't have the pressures. I mean, that's you're a professional athlete. You get paid lots of money to go play a child's game. So I don't think that, oh, well, we're out of the playoffs, let's just start playing better. That's a dumbass way to look at things. So, no, I don't think that at all.
All right, so that was my early thoughts, right? I'm typing up as we head into halftime. Here's where I'm at. Where was all this? Then we got to my kind of later thoughts when it looked like you were going to blow it.
Yep.
All right, we already know they ended up saving it. They won the game. I get that. When it looked like you were blowing it, when it was tied 24-24, and again, this is an emotional thought. I get it. My thought was, if you were undecided and needed one more example of why change is needed, here you go.
Yep. I mean, that is one of those things where it's always like, well, how is this team this record or whatever it is? Coming to the season, they were predicted to win 8 games. Everybody wants to put stock in Vegas all the time. They were predicted to win 8 damn games. They win next week, that'd be 8 games with the bettors or whatever thought it was. I'm not surprised they're in this position right now, but the thing about it is now you got those questions, because if I'm Arthur Blank, I ask myself that same thing. Why the hell didn't we do this earlier? Why the hell do we look so good right now? What has changed? What is all these different things? And there's difference. I mean, the biggest thing, they're playing better. They're playing better, and they're not allowing those Falcon moments to – I'll take it back. They have not been in a lot of those Falcon moments during this 3-game losing streak. Obviously, they had it last night. They were able to overcome it. But, yeah, if I'm the decision maker, that's going to make me even more mad. Like, damn, why are we playing this well? Why are we playing better than – and obviously, you got to look at keeping the red helmets. They just look good, and they win with them on. So you got to think about maybe making that a permanent thing. But I think if you're
that could be the most productive thing Rich McKay does for this team. He's on the rules committee.
I know he is.
Get that done.
But I think if anything, it's more or less you're sitting there and you're like, okay, damn. But I always say this all the time. I don't believe in the NFL seasons carry over to season. I do not believe in the momentum of the momentum of winning at the end of the season goes in the next year. I do not believe that. Will that be something when you're meeting with the decision makers to save your job? Hell yeah, you're
going
to say
that's the task, right?
Hell yeah, you're going to say it. But at the same time, I mean, these dudes, especially when all of your young players are playing so well. I mean, Xavier Watts was outstanding yesterday. He was outstanding. That pick, and I said it, ball didn't lie. James Pierce was not offsides. I don't give a damn. He was moving towards the line. He was not offsides. All right, then they took away a damn turnover, another touchdown. Then you have an even bigger cushion. But for Watts to come down the next play and get that pick was outstanding.
A lot of good from last night, and I think you're right. If a decision has not yet been made in regard to the future of the management of this team and coaching staff, I think Raheem is certainly going to argue, look at this.
Yeah.
We can sustain this next year. And I think the job of the decision makers, Arthur Blank or whoever else is in the room, is to not look at this as you said, something that will carry over, and to look at the isolated entire season and what could have been, what isn't, and all that. But I agree with you. I mean, you look at Bijan and what you've got going on defense, and it still feels like there's something that should be there. And that's what's frustrating, is that it's not.
Yeah.
And this was my final thought, essentially. You're 4-1 in primetime this year. You're on a 3-game winning streak, and you head into week 18. being able to hand the division to Carolina.
Yeah.
Not for yourself,
right,
but for Carolina. Yeah, and they may handle their own business Saturday. We'll find out.
It makes you even more mad. Yeah. Like, I understand the frustration behind it, but at the same time, like, people say, like, my man Brian Baldinger, he said this once. He said that, you know, your special teams should win you at least two games, not lose you two. Falcons special teams lost three games easily because you saw the same old crap.
And making the kick yesterday doesn't count as a winning on special teams.
You made the game-winning kick. But I'm saying, yes. You look at what happened yesterday. You get the block field goal because of a lazy-ass effort. And then you got all the momentum coming out of halftime, and then you give up a big-ass kickoff turn. That's what they do.
They do want to give credit to Pinion, who popped a 60-yarder when you really needed it out the pretty much back of your own end zone.
Oh, yeah. He booted the hell out that
helpful
ball.
Helpful, too. All right, it's the midday show here. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. We're going to let you hear from a couple of guys on the Falcons, Raheem and Kirk Cousins, and maybe even a member or two of the Rams as well. They're dealing with a loss, and they got to figure some stuff out. I think a lot of their issues is just Devontae Adams is going to be healthy in a couple of weeks.
They're
going to be a real problem.
They're going to be all right.
Yeah, I think so, too. But we'll talk about that, what's trending next, and then your calls at 11:40. Hour one, well underway on the midday show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So the interception with 97 seconds left. 141 is what they put on the clock. And here goes Bijan Robinson! 30, 35, 40, midfield. It's a foot race. Robinson 30, 15, 10, 5, house call. Are you serious? Oh my goodness! He just went 93!
something we've emphasized. You know, Bijan's an unbelievable player. He had been doing that. But you give up a 93-yard touchdown. You know, we obviously, you know, hate that we turn the ball over there deep in the territory. You're thinking we'll be able to flip the field, and he goes 93 yards, and you give him a vertical seam, and he's the type of player that can do that, and we've got to be better.
Randy, I know the second half turned into what the second half was. That felt like a backbreaking moment. You have the pick six, you go up there, then you go 21-0, and that was Sean McVay, the Rams head coach. And I feel the same way. It felt like they had a chance to get the ball 40-yard line, 50-yard line, if they can get a stop there. Right. And it goes completely the other way. It's got to be backbreaking for a defense or for a team to feel like they can get a score before half, only for it to go the exact opposite way.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that they didn't, if you're the Rams, did let it be a backbreaking moment. You know, that would have been a backbreaking moment for a lesser team, possibly. But for them not to – you know, fold, because that is, when you give up a 93-yard touchdown run or anything like that, that's, you know, that's one of the things where, especially when you're on the road, you know that, you know, that it's going, that momentum, because big plays give you momentum a lot of times, and especially offense and defense. And I think the Falcons had more than the Rams did. No, I don't think, I know they had more if you include the interceptions and a couple of the other explosive runs that the Bijan had. But, yeah, I mean, your whole game plan coming into the week is to stop number seven when you're playing this team and forcing somebody else to beat you. But as the game went along, you saw Kurt wasn't able to find anybody that was open. And hell, for the most part, they weren't trying to really let Kurt throw the ball a lot of times. It was like, you know what, just give it to Bijan and let's let our defense play it. And the defense, for the most part, there were some miscues and things like that, especially, and I've always said it, and because I've been on the sideline when this has happened, that high shell type cloud coverage where you let everything underneath, and it seems like they're gaining bigger and bigger chunks of yards and things like that, which sucks. But overall, if you're telling me that Puka Nacua had 10 targets and had, what do you have, 5 catches for 47 yards, That's a good deal. Any league, any team in the league would take the fact that Puka Nacua had 10 targets, only 4 catches.
This is a guy that went for 2 bills a week ago.
I mean, you'll take that. I thought AJ Terrell played really good, man. And I know he gets a lot of slack. He covers the team's number one receiver for the most part. I thought he did a really good job, especially tackling. I thought he did a good job tackling. I thought Caden Ellis was amazing yesterday in the run game, especially in coverage. We already talked about Jesse Bates making a big play. The young Watts, he did his thing. You know, the interior defensive line, Rook with the sack. I hate what happened to Brandon Dorlett.
Yeah, I was going
to
bring that up.
I freaking hate what happened to this young man. He's played his ass off all year long. I know Ross said after the game, didn't look good. Let's just hope that the MRI comes back. It's not something long term, because this dude played his ass off. And if he has to miss a lot of extended time, especially going to next year, it's going to freaking suck for him.
Yeah, this is a guy that, and we've been so much about Jalen and Pierce and some of the other guys, that Dorless has had an incredibly productive season.
Really good.
Can't get lost in the shuffle there. And unfortunately, he had to be helped off the field and look like not great stuff there. For a moment, I wasn't sure Bijan was going to take it the whole way.
Why?
I just thought the guy was going to catch him from behind.
Nah. I mean, I don't look like he's running really fast.
Oh, it's not that.
That dude glides, man.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see the miles per hour. I know sometimes they throw that out there. And
21.
Sure. Well, I was going to say, I know it's plus 21.
Yes.
I know it's so somewhere above 20. No, well, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's
he did creep down. When he got into the red zone, he creeped down to 18. I was watching the ESPN2 broadcast, and even with all the analytics on it, which to me was really cool.
Uh-huh.
He peaked out at 21 or so.
Yeah.
He did get down to about 18 once he got to the goal line.
By then, I was pretty sure he was gone. There was a moment for like 20 or 30 yards. Like, is this guy going to catch him? And I'll be honest, we've been spoiled, and nothing against Bijan. Derrick Henry's an alien.
Yes.
And he runs faster than anyone his speed size should be.
Yes.
And he's just the fastest guy on the field.
Dude, I saw they had a funny, interesting thing this morning on the TV talking about who would you rather tackle, Bijan or Derrick Henry. I'd rather tackle Bijan. Derrick Henry hurts people. They like it.
Bijan may make you look.
He may make you look bad. I'd rather look bad than get
feel
hurt.
Bad. Yeah,
yeah, man. Because I don't that stiff arm. He got old boy in Green Bay. He ain't fall, but he got him. But, yeah, I mean, just an unbelievable play, game-breaking play by a great, great player. And it's always good, you know, because the country got to see. Everybody knows how good Bijan is, mm-hmm. but you know, national televised game. I said it yesterday, the stadium and everything looked so nice last night when they're panning over the city where Mercedes-Benz just looked a beautiful sight. I love the fact that, you know, those diehards were fans were still in that building, man, making noise, waving those white flags and things like that. I mean, like I said, there's nothing I love more than
Falcon. You don't want to wave the white flags, but
there's nothing, you know what I mean, Nate. There's nothing that I love more than Falcon fans when they're happy, when they're having a good time. Because I think when you're cheering for that team, your team, you're not thinking about, damn, they're not making the playoffs. You're thinking about cheering for this dude, making this great run, making this great play. Especially if you look at how the play started out, like, oh, God, he got him dead to right. But he's the type of player, like, you never really have him dead to right because, I mean, this dude is shaking in a phone booth, man.
So two things I want to say about Bijan, then we'll move on. The first is it wasn't just that one play. No. There was a long run in the second half to get you out of trouble. And then late in the game when you were advancing your final field goal drive, he had a run to the left side to get a first down. That you don't take the game without that run.
You don't take the game without that play. Jake Matthews reaches the end. Freaking Tyler Allgeier kicks out the linebacker, and then Bijan has the seam right there. Wish he would have stayed in bounds, but hey, whatever. But I thought that play was blocked so well. You know, and I love the play call anyways, as far as going under center, doing a toss sweep, letting Bijan have a little room to, if he has to, make a guy miss. But I thought just the way it was blocked was is how you block that toss.
And then the other thing I'll say about Bijan, and I watch a fair amount of football. I haven't seen every running back in NFL history, but, man, there are some of those cuts that he makes, and it's just I've never seen a guy cut that consistently at that high a level to where guys are grabbing for the ankle and just whiff.
Unbelievable.
Just totally whiff.
It's unbelievable. Only person, I'm sure there's some others, but, like, I just think Barry Sanders all day. Because Barry was like that. Barry had the best-looking two-yard runs in the history of the NFL. But to watch Bijan, because it's so – his vision is one thing, but how he matches his vision with his feet, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
He does,
man,
this backwards cut too.
It's unbelievable.
Where it's
unbelievable.
Not just a straight sideways cut, but he also creates space.
Yes.
And that it's incredible.
Yeah, man.
And so, I don't have to say much more than that. I think we all saw that last night. Another Atlanta team taking action last night. It was opposite the Atlanta Falcons game, so I understand if not a ton of you had your eyes tuned in, but the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
And a shot by Nall. And that was about it.
Yeah, final of this one sounded a little like this.
And now Dyson will put it in play to Nikhil. He's not going to shoot it, I don't think. Good effort by the Hawks, though. Boy, they have nothing to be ashamed of tonight. Three starters out, and the effort they put on against the Thunder, very good. 2 seconds left, one, and the horn will sound, and that's it. So what a big-time effort, though, by the Atlanta Hawks, as they were defeated by the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Hawks put up quite the fight. They led by as many as 10 in the first half. They got behind by 15 in the third quarter. They came back, though, all the way to within 3 at 106-103. Got it to within 4 a couple of different times, and then ended up on the short end, 140-129, your final score.
Who wasn't in? Yeah, I mean, it's a great effort. I know this. I know this damn team is tired of damn December. I know that. I know. I mean, we got one more tomorrow against the against the Wolves.
Yeah,
and you get the hell out of damn December, man. It's been an awful month for this team, and you know it don't look like it's gonna get any better because who knows how long Trey's gonna be out. Obviously, Jalen, that's a concern because it's always a concern with him missing games because of his value and what he does. But yeah, they need to help get the hell out of December.
Yeah, no Jalen, no Trey, no Porzingis. A good summation there of the ups and downs of the game there by Mr. Holman. But it is still 7 straight losses. 30 for Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 26 for Onyeka Okongwu. Obviously, Nall going against the cousin there, the SGA.
The big injury last night, it just came out. Sean just said Nikolai Jokic, diagnosed with a hyperextension of the left knee, will miss a month.
I was going to say that sounds like 4 weeks in reevaluation. Yeah, but considering some of the initial fears.
Yeah, man.
Very glad it's not what could have been because there was a lot of – I mean, I know I have a buddy who works out in Vegas, and he was watching that game live and started hammering SGA's MVP odds.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he went down.
And then SGA last night was an MVP-type player last night.
He's going to be in that discussion anyways.
Yeah.
How about Georgia Southern? They beat App State 29-10 in the Birmingham Bowl.
Way to go, fellas.
And then the Georgia Bulldogs basketball team, if you're sleeping on them, they are ranked in the top 25. They take out Long Island 89-74. They're just about to start SEC play. There's a lot of tests. But Marcus Millender last night, 14 points off the bench. And Georgia's got what? Their next game. They're rolling in the SEC.
Yeah, this is what I want to say. They cracked the top 25. They're playing really, really well. Don't take nothing. The Stegman is – when they're playing well, that place goes.
This hour of the midday show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. The Falcons won on Monday Night Football. You feeling good about it? Or are you frustrated? What were your takeaways outside of Bijan might be the best in the league? I think we can all agree on that one. 404-726-0929. Opportunity to share your thoughts next on the midday show. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy. Randy McMichael here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back into the midday show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. Andy Bunker had Wade Ford tailgate show duties, taking a day or two here, and then he'll be back on Friday, get you set for Week 18 and recap the college football playoffs. And we're going to do a lot more college football discussion in our final hour, but certainly a ton of it tomorrow as well. Brandon Adams, who normally joins us on Tuesdays, is going to join us on Wednesday as we cleared the way for a Falcons Victory Tuesday discussion. And we're going to have that discussion with you guys right now on the phones, 404-726-0929, if you want to jump in and chat and share some thoughts. A 27-24 win for the Falcons. 51-yard game-winning field goal. Randy, was that about as perfect a game-winning kick as you could have?
It was, I mean, just... Everything about it. Muhammad was good this time.
Well, yes. Well, he wasn't going to screw that one up. He wasn't going to have
good
it
that
again.
Time. But, yeah, I mean, just for him to just go up there and just, you know, put it right through. I mean, you just saw that young man, you know, whenever you see the green line, you know, where they say, you know, whatever, you kind of still want to get in front, closest in front. I mean, it's furthest away from it going forward as you can. And it was right on the line, man. I mean, dude just went out there and get all credit. I mean, I know, but why aren't they using the timeouts? Don't know. There's no reason to use our timeouts. You know, we're talking about the Falcons at that point. No, you let the Rams use up all their damn timeouts.
Yes, and they did.
And they did.
And it mattered.
And it damn mattered at the end of the game.
Because they had to go a couple of shots outside or downfield.
Exactly. What my thing, I was sitting there looking like, that damn Stafford. Stafford throw the damn ball 100 damn yards. You know, this dude can spin the damn ball.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the final play attempt was.
I don't either, because he was on the sideline. They had no time left.
Didn't look like there was someone he could lateral it to there.
Yeah. So you're thinking of it from that standpoint. But, a hell of a kick by him.
I did find it odd, and we're going to get to your calls here right now. I did find it odd the broadcasters were kind of hesitant on the call, like waiting to see if it was long enough. And it hit the net. Like, it was very clearly through. It was certainly right down the middle.
The dramatic part about it.
And I watch it through the monitor. Maybe they're trying to watch it on the field, and you have a tough angle. I'm not exactly sure there, but either way. All right, 404-726-0929, your chance to sound off on a Falcons victory over the L.A. Rams. We start on line one. Keaton is in Douglasville. What's going on, Keaton?
Yo! Listen, man, this might be the biggest conundrum. I don't know if that's the right word, but that's the word I'm going to use. But I've felt when it's come to this Falcons team, man, you start off the season with, maybe we can work things out to just poop in the bed. I mean, it looked bad for a while. And much like a lot of Atlanta, I was ready to just get rid of everybody from top to bottom. I mean, and now you see I don't know where I'm at, man. I don't want to go into next season with the same group, only because if we go into next season with the same group and we get the same result, I'm going to be beating myself up like crazy. And I'm sure everybody else in Atlanta will be as well that was on board with bringing the match for a second chance or a third chance, whatever this would be. Kyle Pitts, I think we let him walk. I mean, we looked great last night, aside from special teams, which – That just goes to extend on why I think that maybe we shouldn't bring them back next year, because Raheem has had more than enough opportunity to get rid of the he was really quick to get rid of Mike Hilliard, but he's really slow to get rid of the coach of special teams, and that's all I've got to say about that. I just hope that we've got something to look forward to next season, man. I hope y'all have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Keaton. I understand where you're coming from, because, I mean, winning changes minds sometimes. It does. And, it's still same old team. It's still the same old team, still the same staff, all those different things that got you in this hole, you know. And, I mean, the whole firing of the receiver coach and everything like that, I still think that's an overblown, overrated situation in the fact of where this team is this year. But, I mean, when you look at and we talk about this all the time. Whenever, and the thing that Andy mentioned last week, whoever you're hiring to be your head coach, their biggest thing they're going to have to do, especially if they're not a play caller, who the hell are your coordinators?
Yeah.
And you didn't get it right. He didn't get it right. Obviously, we understand that. But, I mean, I think when you look at last night and letting Kyle Pitts walk and all those different things, okay, what you going to do at a tight end position? I love Charlie Warner. You know I love me some damn Charlie Warner. Now, there's going to be some free agents out there and all those different things. You can always draft one and things like that. But if you could find a way to keep him, I would. That's me personally. Because I think just I already know he's a damn good player. He just seems like he's figured out how to play angry, you know.
Yeah.
And he figured out how to play angry. He's figured out how to play, and they figured out ways that, you know what, he can be the one option on some plays like that. So That's my thoughts on the whole Kyle Pitts thing. If I would do it, I would try to keep him.
And the other question for next year is obviously Penix.
Yeah.
And when is he available?
Right.
And how good?
And that's
can
the only
he
thing about it because if he's unavailable, then you look at a situation. If you got to do you franchise Kyle 1 year without a quarterback? No, you don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Donovan is in Ackworth. What are your thoughts, Donovan?
Hey guys, always happy to have a win for sure. But I think that everybody, if your name is not blank, that you should probably be subject to being fired because of the entirety of the last 8 years. And all these people have, you know, factored into all of these decisions, and it just hasn't gone well at all, period. And, you know, I'm fed up with it. Michael Penix, I don't know if I trust him just simply because of the things that he doesn't seem to be willing to do, like throw over the middle, get under center, those types of things. So I don't know where to go with the quarterback situation. You know, maybe it'll work out. You know, only time will tell, I guess. Right. But, yeah, man, everybody should be fired. Everybody.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call.
I'm not going to the unwillingness to do something. He's a young quarterback. Do what the hell I tell you to do. But there is a comfortability of what they
right.
try to get him to do to get him comfortable more than anything. I do think that he has to play under center more. I do truly believe that. But I think the unwillingness part is he ain't got enough status in the league to be telling somebody what he is and ain't gonna do. That's just it don't work like that.
I'm be honest, Randy. I don't know what the conversations are either side. I'm not in the room. I don't know how much of that he's had to say. I don't know how much of that they've had to say. All these ideas that he can't do this or can't do that. Maybe he can't. Maybe he can.
Well,
I don't know.
If he can't do it, then they need to find another quarterback. I'm not saying he can or can't do it either. That's not
what
I'm saying.
I just don't know, yeah.
I don't believe that it's unwillingness to do it, though. I don't believe that he's telling them, I'm not going to do it.
I agree with that.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. And as far as, look, I understand it's been a while since you've gotten into the playoffs. I don't think you can just look at a whole 8 years and blame everyone. Well, some guys have been here for 2 years. Some guys have been here for 5 years.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying everybody who, if you've been in this building in any capacity over the last 8 years, if it's eight or if it's two or if it's 6 months, your ass needs to be fired.
I mean, Jeff Ulbrich's here 9 months.
I got it. I understand. You know I see what I mean? That. Well, can we keep Brick? No, if the new coach comes in, I mean.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing to keep him. I'm not just blindly blaming the entire staff, everyone whose paycheck says AMBSE,
right.
If they've been here for 2 years.
Oh.
And that includes Raheem, by the way.
I mean, but I understand what
I'm
the caller.
I'm taking Raheem on his 2 year
window. I understand what the caller's saying. Get it rid of, if it's over there,
yeah.
Get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
All right, except for the secretary, because they didn't do anything either.
Okay. And Bass, keep Bassity.
Oh, definitely keep Bass.
Rico's in Cartersville. What's going on, Rico?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Honestly, I had the Falcons to win by two, believe it or not, so I'm pretty happy.
You put money on it?
But it seemed like – I'm sorry?
You put any money on it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my man.
Yeah. Actually, if I would have said three, I wouldn't have to work for the rest of the year. But anyway – But, Randy, maybe you can answer this question for me. If we get rid of Raheem and hire a new coach, is it true that most coaches are going to bring their team with them and then we're going to start all over? But we got a bigger issue than that besides coaching staff. We have a quarterback problem.
Right.
And I think everybody's on the same page with Penix. Me, I have 4 knee surgeries. End up being a knee replacement.
Right.
I'm an older guy than Penix. Penix is younger, and I think he touched on it. He may bounce back. But even if he bounced back, he takes a hit. It's like, we're done. I appreciate the call.
I mean, my thing, I understand the trust Penix. I mean, he's injury prone. Simple as that. I mean, he didn't get injured like he got in Indiana, but like that. But he got injured in the pocket. But you know, when there's a label out on you, because that was the biggest thing, his biggest thing coming into this NFL season. I mean, his draft and everything was about the injuries and things like that. And then messes around and he gets hurt. I think personally, this is just my personal thing, I think he'll be ready to play by that. But then you're going to miss the whole offseason. You'll be rehabbing all offseason and doing things like that. But I think he'll be ready. Now, how ready is another thing, because he's still a young quarterback. He didn't play a lot of football. He's going through his third year, has not played a lot of football. He's played, but he hasn't played a lot. And for all the things that myself and other people think that he needs to work on his game, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little difficult when you're doing that rehab process.
And we have questions with a 100% Michael Penix.
Yes.
Like the injury, obviously it'll add a couple of questions here and there, but
right.
It's not like that's the only question. There were going to be questions anyways.
Yeah.
And maybe we'd gotten those answers over these last 5-6 games, or at least some of them, but you were going to enter this year with questions anyway.
Right.
So you're just adding to the list here, and we'll see how that goes. Brian's in a car inside the city. What's going on, Brian? Brian.
Hello?
Yep.
Yes. Hey, so I guess, again, like some of the previous callers have said, happy about the win, but it's just a bit frustrating over these last 8 years, as I'm sure you all feel the same way. I don't know if this is the correct time frame, but I read somewhere that we're 12-4 when mathematically eliminated, and 53-78 in all the other games. I'll just leave it at that.
They're a December team, man. They're a December team.
I guess.
Appreciate the call, Brian. And yeah, I mean,
they're a December team. what can they say?
Can they be a December team while finding a way to compete the first couple months?
You would think, you would like to see that,
Randy,
right?
Injuries are not an excuse.
No.
I'm not making an excuse.
You shouldn't.
But you're 0-5 in those games without Divine Diablo, and that completely broke your
record.
I think he's
a good damn player. You saw that again last night. Played really good again last night. And I think, excuses are not,
they didn't have Davante Adams, right? They're we're not making an excuse.
But the thing about it is, find a way is kind of the same way as next man up. What we saw what the next man up looks like.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you can sit there and you can base the losses or whatever. If we had this guy, we gave ourselves a better chance. Now, the thing about it is that goes back to the front office where you need to find depth, because the one thing about it is, like, players get hurt. I mean, so you lose key players every week. Every team does this thing. It's all about, you know, how do you overcome it? That's why I think, look at what they're doing in San Francisco. Just the way that Kyle is coaching his ass off, losing all that those guys. And it's crazy. All those players that are hurt, and none of them are Christian McCaffrey. I mean, and we understand how valuable he is to what they do. But at the same time, look at a guy like Robert Saleh. He's an elite defensive coordinator. Lost his three best defenders, and yet they're still finding ways to hang in. They're not a good defense, but as long as the offense is clicking, they're good enough to maybe get a turnover here, turnover there.
And that, to me, is kind of what's frustrating. A lot of things are frustrating. Here's where I end up. We're missing the playoffs,
yes.
Randy,
yes.
And we went 1-7 in a key stretch of games with multiple games that you look at the opponent and you say are winnable.
Yes.
And we want answers. We want to blame something.
Yes.
And I don't exactly have grasp of who or what to blame. When you focus in just on the Divine Diablo issue, I would say Terry Fontenot didn't provide enough depth behind him to get the job done.
Right.
That's a roster management thing.
Right.
When you focus on other aspects, I would say I don't think Raheem Morris is a good enough head coach in a number of different varieties to improve your chances of winning the way that some of the other guys you've talked about did. And there are plenty of times where I just look at the players. Kyle Pitts was down at times. We had issues on the offensive line at times. And I just say maybe it was the play. Like, I don't know.
It was everybody.
Who or where to blame.
Blame everybody.
That's also what makes it so difficult to commit to change at the end of the year, in my opinion.
No.
Why Raheem might be back.
Everybody has had a role in the team being where they are. My only thing is this. They were, if you go by what Vegas, they were only picked to win 8 games anyway. So they're right on where they were statistically, whatever you want to call it, supposed to be. 8 wins. Now, can you figure out a way where you don't get your ass thrashed by Carolina, you don't get thrashed by Miami,
and you don't lose multiple fourth quarter leads?
Yeah, against the Colts and these teams right there. I mean, those are all games that you probably should have won, and then you would probably be in a situation where you would be 11 wins right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Winning the division quite fairly.
Yes.
and being a three seed or a four seed, you know, whatever, in the playoffs. So it didn't happen. We'll continue the discussion with the Falcons. We'll hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins as well on the other side. The Midday Show continues on a Victory Tuesday for the Atlanta Falcons, taking a dub over the Rams on Monday Night Football. Hour number two is next. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. It's Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.